In video number one, we took a hard look at what is going on for us as women, and that willingness to look at the truth and to see things as they are is one of the most important first steps. So congratulations, you are beyond courageous, and I'm really proud of you. I know that many of you had a hiccup when I said to you that your greatest gift is not your accomplishments, it is not your masculine energy, and it's not. And I want an opportunity to continue to show you how your feminine is absolutely your greatest gift, and also how to leverage the other half of the planet so that you get what you need, so that you are lifted up, so that you can be a queen instead of being in the mode that you are and running around trying to get things done and trying to be the person who's always got the plan figured out. It's just a limited way to live your life, and I want you to elevate it to the next level. So here's what we're doing in this video. In this video, we're gonna talk about the fundamental underpinning between men and women and why it's gotta heal. Men have hurt women, women have hurt men, consciously and unconsciously, mostly unconsciously. What it has created on a very deep level, I'm not talking about just your personal experiences here, what it's created on a very deep level is a mistrust. And when you have a mistrust, you cannot influence another person in the way that you want to. And in order to live as a queen, you have got to have influence over the men and the boys in your life. And in order to have influence, they need to trust you. So that's one section of this video. Another section of this video is to talk about the concept of power with versus power over. And this is a tricky one because women have been oppressed for so long, and we've got the feminist movement, we've tried to raise ourselves up, but there's a more queenly way to do it, and I'm gonna teach you that here in this video. The final concept that I want you to understand is there's a power move for you to make to be a queen. There's a power move that every woman's gotta know. And at first you might have a little resistance to it. I know that I did, but once I learned this and once I really started implementing it in my life, life got easier, not harder. A lot easier, all right? So that's what we're gonna do here in this video. So as a precursor to us talking about the ways that men have hurt women and the ways that women have hurt men, I wanna talk about the symptoms. The symptoms are showing up everywhere. If you're in a long-term relationship, you might have a really warm, friendly relationship, but maybe the sex, the aliveness, the passion, the intimacy, the surrender, the dominance in a moment just because it's so pleasurable may not be in that relationship. And I'm gonna put forward that at least a significant chunk of that has to do with past hurts that one or both of you have never acknowledged and fully healed. It also may show up as bickering or as distance in the relationship. It could show up as infidelities in the relationship, whether those are emotional infidelities or those are energetic infidelities. An infidelity is an infidelity no matter how you look at it. And then if you're a dating woman, it will often show up this sort of mistrust and unhealed wounds, even if you weren't the one to cause them. It often shows up as men don't fully trust you. And if they don't fully trust you, you can't have as much influence over them. They may ghost you, they may just distance, and they may not tell you why. They may project on you in their own minds, and you have no idea what's going on in the relationship. But you can just feel that things aren't quite right. And I wanna say to all of you, if you think that I'm only talking about romantic relationships, I'm not. One of the most important healings that I've done is with my son, who is now a 19-year-old young man. And when he was 12 and 14 and 15 and 17 and lots of moments in between all of those, we healed old hurts, old wounds. But first we have to be able to see, like, what are they? And that's what I'm gonna help you do in this video. And for anyone who's thinking that you can skip this step, you can't. You can't live as a queen and skip this step. I promise you. I've led thousands of women. I've tried to skip this step at first for myself, and you cannot. And once you do it, you will feel so proud of who you are as a woman. So let's start talking about what's going on. So the first section of this is talking about how men have hurt us. And it may be in really small, insidious ways, right? And it could have been in bigger ways as well. And we think, oh, we can just go forward in our lives and time heals all wounds, and that is actually not accurate. What happens is that we bury them and we compartmentalize them, and they don't ever fully heal, which prevents intimacy, it prevents closeness, it prevents real trust and collaboration, and some of the most exquisite experiences you can have in your life as a mother, as a partner, as a lover. So I'm hoping that as we kind of pull the band-aid off of this one and take an honest look, this will provide some illumination and some healing for you. So I've made a list, and I just want to share some of these with you. So some of the ways that men have hurt us and some of the ways they've hurt me is my depending on a man, and then he's weak. He's just not strong enough to protect me, so I try to protect myself. Another way that men may have hurt you is calling you names, right? Diminishing you. So men will often do this as a way of not knowing how to deal with the power of your femininity and the power of your emotionality. And so they might call names, or they might find other ways to discount you, to diminish you, and that really actually deeply hurts, especially hurts us as female beings. Another one is disappearing on us, even for an hour, a day, ghosting in relationships. That one is a major, major ouch. Being abusive emotionally, sexually, physically, psychically, and us never really acknowledging how much that hurts your heart and makes you feel unsafe. You are wired a particular way as a female being, and men don't understand that wiring. They're not wired that way. They don't orient towards the world in the same way, and you are wired that way through your hormones. And I know you've been part of the feminist movement, so you've tried to fight against this, but you may as well make peace with it. You've been wired that way through your hormones, through the way that your brain operates, and it's important to understand that when you don't feel safe, you really can't be magnificent. You're too busy protecting and maybe shrinking and being small in order to feel safe in this world. And we need our men to help us feel safe. So if they're diminishing you or making you feel small or anything like that, that's a significant wound. Another one is not being conscious. Right? How often have we tried to get a man to see something and he's just not conscious, and out of his unconsciousness, he ends up hurting us fairly significantly. And kind of along those lines are addictions, right? Addictions can be so incredibly painful, and that's a level of unconsciousness that happens in relationships. And have you ever taken a moment to really feel like, wow, that hurts so much, without projecting on the other person, without telling stories about them, like, wow, that really hurts me. Another one is, ooh, this is a big one, making promises and not keeping them. Making promises and not keeping them, or telling you micro things, like telling you he'll take out the trash and then not doing it, right? Which then puts you in this position of, well, how do I get my needs met? And to that end, not being a safe person to get your needs met with, like, that's another thing that men can do. So I just want you to just take a moment and just kind of like, let's inhale together and exhale and just feel it. Feel how much smaller you live your life. Feel how you might hold your breath afraid that he's going to do it again or the next man will do something. Feel how you've learned how to armor up and keep your distance in order to be safe. Just feel it. I can help you heal this. And in this moment, what I want to say to you is, I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry. I know of this pain. I know of a lot of pain. I'm a woman whose biological father died when my mom was pregnant with me. My mom disconnected from me, which is a whole nother pain. Then a stepfather came in and abused me in multiple ways. I was raped twice. I was sexually harassed in my workplace. I was harassed when I got pregnant. I was stalked for 10 years. And as hurtful as anything has been all the micro things just woven throughout my everyday life, particularly in the workplace and can be in some relationships. And I have healed so, so much. And the reason I tell you all the horrors that have happened to me, because if I can heal at the level that I have healed, so can you. So can you, if you're willing to. So just ask yourself if you're willing. And if you are, you may want to look at the Become a Queen program, because this is what I help you do. The next thing I want to talk about, I just want to kind of go down to how we've hurt men. And oftentimes what I see with women is that we don't want to acknowledge how we've hurt men. We are okay acknowledging how they've hurt us, but actually we've hurt them a lot. If you've ever had a man open his heart to you and you've done something unconscious or you've broken his heart, you have wounded him incredibly deeply. If you're snarky, if you're passive aggressive, if you don't respect his thoughts and opinions, if you withhold trust from him, or you withhold energy, or you withhold sex, or you withhold love, you have hurt men in your life. Even if you do this with your boys, obviously not the sex, but the other parts. If you try to be in charge all the time and you're emasculating him and you're not letting him lead, he has more testosterone than you do. Biologically and hormonally speaking, his body has the urges, unless his testosterone's gotten really fucked up in his lifetime, his body has the urges to lead. And every time you take that power away from him because you're afraid to surrender, you're afraid he's gonna hurt you, and you're also afraid you can't get your needs met, you're emasculating him and you're harming him. So part of the Become a Queen journey is to acknowledge the ways that we've hurt the men in our lives. And I will tell you, you acknowledge that properly, and in the ways that I show you how to do it, I'll kind of give you a clue right now. You don't want to do it like you would with a woman. You want to do it more succinctly. You want to do it really grounded in your body, and you want to see what happened and what you did. And then when you do, you will build so much trust with him. And all those things that you want from him, you're gonna get them. You might have to find ways to ask, right? You might need to get creative. And if it's something like that is a no for him, then you're not gonna get that, and that's appropriate. But you will inspire him, which is what I talk about in the next video. So I don't wanna go too far down that track. I'll teach you that in video number 3. The final way that I just wanna say that I haven't said is coaching and criticizing men. That's like a sickness in women. This woman. It's how I stay invulnerable. Mm-hmm. We just need to acknowledge it properly, and then we elevate the relationship, and we elevate as queens. I told you I was gonna introduce to you a total paradigm shift, and that paradigm shift is power with versus power over. Most relationships, there's a one up, one down happening at different moments in the relationship. One person's more in charge or more in control. But there's such an incredible power that happens that elevates both people in the relationship when there's power with together. And that's a very queenly step, particularly because the feminist movement has this way that, oh, we find our power by having power over. And that doesn't work, or we don't let them influence, which is kind of a way of not having power with. And I just want to say that to you. I want that to be rattling around in your brain. Power with, power with, power with. What would that look like in my life? Power with, not power over. And then the final thing that I want to say to you is you must be the emotional lead. And some of you who are listening to me are going to think, I don't want to be the emotional lead. Like, I already do enough. If I have to take on one more thing, I'm gonna lose my mind. But what I'm telling you, I had so much resistance to this. It is a power move. And if you learn how to become the emotional lead, you can direct the relationship in the ways that you want it to go, and you end up doing less. See, so more of the doing becomes more of his role or your son's roles or other men in your life's roles. And you become the emotional lead, the one who makes sure that the old hurts aren't standing between you. But you gotta know how to do this in a way where a man can hear you. If you do this like you're talking to a woman, which is what 90% of women will do when they hear me say this, It won't work. You got it. It's not talk, 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 talk. That's not the way. If you learn as the emotional lead how to speak men's language, how to say the certain catchphrases and have a certain energy and have a certain, how do I want to say it? Brevity with impact. You will learn to have incredible influence as the emotional lead in the relationship. So I want to lay the foundation for you. That is the final power move for this video, is making the decision, even if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm going to become the emotional lead and I'm going to let go of a bunch of stuff that just drains me. And I have no idea how, but I'm going to live my life as a queen, so I'm going to figure it out. And what I want to say to you is, if you're a powerful woman, it is most likely that you've attracted a weaker man, where you've let him be the emotional lead. You've let him take on what are what I'll call his secondary qualities. And you've done your secondary, and that's not power with. That's like both of you being in your lesser powers. So if you have gotten into a relationship with a weaker man, or you've made your sons weak, I want you to tell the truth about that to yourself. And just decide, I'm gonna be the emotional lead. I'm going to embrace power with. I'm going to heal the past. I'm not going to ask him to be in his secondary, which is his feminine. I am going to lead as a queen. And if you want to know how to do that, like the trifecta of how I do that, the queen's trifecta, that's in video number 3, and I hope that you'll tune in. But what I want to know is, I want to know what in this video really got you thinking. What triggered you? What inspired you? I'll be reading every comment. And just so you know, the comments from video 1 tragically got deleted. I had a massive heart hurt about that. So those are all gone. But we're going to start new with video number 2. So tell us below, share what's coming up for you. This is big stuff. And we're going to have a world of queens starting with you.